pity the poor steelheader who has to wait through deluge upon deluge. But what waits for us, Bravo, at the end of the blue sky, the light at the end of the tunnel, the clear after the rain? What, dude, these rivers got to drop, but when they drop, it's going to be
hammer time for one of those big old Coastal Trophy steelhead, and nobody knows that program better than our buddy Terry Weiss over at Steelhead University. How you doing there this morning, Terry?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. Yeah. I think you guys hit it. We're in for a big one. Hopefully here, weather-wise, it's going to be perfect for hitting the coast for Trophy Steelhead coming up here.
Now, Nellie corrected me last week, and for some reason, I thought this week was going to be just okay. This last week has been horrible for those coastal rivers, man, but that's actually not all that bad of news. That means nobody's fishing out there, and it's just sucking more fish into those rivers. And this time of year, middle of March, is when those big boys come in. Right before this rain, I saw some tremendous pictures out there for Mark Coleman and Joe Princeton, and, of course, Mike Z and Carl Wendell and the guys up in Forks. I mean, fish north of 20, fish approaching 30 pounds even. I mean, huge fish. And after this rain, man, I mean, there's going to be some of those big old cruisers out there on those rivers. How are you going to target those things, man? If you head out there, what are you going to do? You're going to pull plugs, throw spoons, rags, fly fish? What the heck are you going to do when you head out there, Terry?
Well, I'm just a beginner on fly fishing, so I'm gonna leave that for the summer run.
You and me both.
But definitely, man, if I'm in a boat, for most of those rivers, I'm pulling plugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, and speaking of that, I think it was about 10 years ago I fished with you, Rob, and I wasn't a fan of pulling plugs, but man, you put me onto it and we hooked that one that was close to 30 pounds and, ended up losing it.
Didn't it wrap around some sticks or lumber or something? I don't even remember what happened there.
I was down there and, we could see it down there, just couldn't get to it. And that fish was, that was the biggest fish I've ever seen live, on the end of one of my lines, and but that turned me on to plug fishing, and Blue Pirate and Dr. Death, and all those in the Tad Pauly hot shots. Man, if you know how to pull plugs, I mean, that's a winner for these trophy fish. But
If you got a drift boat, you cannot beat that program. The Tad Paulys work really good as the water's coming down because they're really steady. They sit right in their wheelhouse. The hot shots start to take off when you get those medium flows down to clear water, because they're so erratic, the fish have to come up and catch them. And a lot of times in those really low clear flows, those hot shots work a little better. But either way, they get so pissed, they're going to hammer them. And those big steelhead are so territorial. You mentioned Dr. Death. What is that color? I know what that color pattern is, but explain that to our listeners there, buddy.
Well, basically, Dr. Death comes in a number of different plugs, but it's going to be a black bill with a bright pink body, and something about that black bill. And I know they're hard to find anywhere because they're either sold out or you can't find them. But if you can take anything bright pink and then just color the bill black with a Sharpie or something, you'll do good there.
There you go, permanent marker.
That's just a killer pattern and color on any river, basically. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, this time of year, they like the bright colors. These are mature fish, and those bright colors piss them right off. That Dr. Death's a good one. Another one called Bloody Mary or Skeletor, and it's just silver with a black bill and then orange herringbone stripes down the side. You could put that one on the left. Dr. Death on the right, and I mean, just hang on for dear life. If you can get those just hammer time. So much fun.
Well, and I think that's a good reduced visibility drill. Because you're slowing things down.
And you put it right there.
Yeah.
And make sure your plugs have rattles in them, because that even pisses them off even more. But what about bank fishing? I mean, that's a great program for guys in the drift boats coming down off the high water. But you like to bank fish out there. You've got some big steelhead out there bank fishing in that Forks area. You got some areas out there that guys might look at?
Well, I mean, if you're stuck bang fishing, I mean, even if you're not stuck, I prefer bang fishing, but, the Kalawa is just made for, bang fishing and, with a floating jig, from the mouth of the, where it dumps into the, The bogey all the way up to the ponds, a stretch there of about a mile. You can walk the whole thing. And if you look out on a clear day, you can see all these huge boulders and everything. But as the water's covered up like this, you know, just fish real tight to the bank. Those boulders are right there. Those fish are going to be near where the fresh water's coming in on this high clear water. But there's boulders all the way across there, just perfect for a float and jig. And, you know, I'm going to use a higher profile jig right now. I'm probably going to have something with rabbit fur rather than marabou. And, you know, just a larger profile, something for them to see that silhouette up there and nail it. And, you know, pink worms also under a float in that system. But, you know, the hoe is just, I mean, it's almost made for a pink worm with all the banks, mm-hmm. how they have the gravel on the side. And man, I'm going to be throwing it right next to the bank or even on the bank or up on the beach. And let those things fall in and just come down from the shore into the hole. And that's where these big steelhead are going to be laying. And when they see it just kind of coming in off the bank and coming into their territory, they're going to nail them. And I like those big six inch worms right now for the, especially not only the high water and the colored up water, but just these big fish, they like the big worms.
Yeah, they do, and they're not subtle about it either. I mean, they grab that thing, they hammer the crap out of it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, people see a 6-inch worm and think it's too big. It's not.
No, it's not too big at all, man.
It's what they're looking for.
Terry Wee, Steelhead University, joining us this morning. What's new and happening on the website, steelheaduniversity.com?
Well, we're looking forward to July. We're putting a trip up to the Yakutat area up on the Setuck River, fishing for sockeye again this year. And I mean, it's just a blast up there. And most of us are going to be, you know, fishing, fly fishing. And a lot of people think the only way to catch those is the Kenai flop or the Setuck swing or whatever you want to call it.
The floss program.
Lining these fish.
Yeah.
But you know, you can absolutely catch them on a dry fly. And, in fact, Jim Teeny, he sent us a bunch of flies to try, and he swears by them. And also Bob up at Bob's Fly Shop up there, he has a number of flies that he said he can outfish the, you know, the liners. You know, 3-1 is what his number is. And, you know, these little flies, they basically have UV in them, and the sockeye will attack them. And we did that last year, and I'm not, I mean, honestly, we did line a bunch last year until we knew, talked to Bob and said, you don't need to line these fish. This is how you do them. And it was amazing to watch these fish actually come 3 or 4 feet and just attack one of these flies.
If you've never experienced an Alaskan sockeye run, if you've never stood on the bank and seen the tremendous numbers that these fish come back to the rivers in, it's awe-inspiring. It's really, you know, it's really something you need to see during the course of your life.
Yeah,
it's a great place to go do it. And you need to put one on a barbecue.
Yeah. Setucks, what would you equate it to, a river here in Washington that people can relate to? I've been up there. I know what it looks like. But what would you equate it to here in Washington in terms of size, Terry?
Size-wise, you know, God, it's small. You know, the hump maybe, know, as far as the upper end where it's a lot shallower. I mean, it's even smaller than that.
Maybe the East Fork of the Satsup. I mean, it's tiny. You can float it. There's a couple guys that run jet boats on it, but it is tiny. And I'm getting my point is there's 100,000 sockeye that go up the damn thing. I mean, it's unbelievable fishing, man.
And basically, you could cross the river at any point. The average depth of the river is like 3 feet. So I mean, it's just a small river, but when you get 100,000 sockeye in there, I mean, you can look over and just see these black mobs, and it's just thick, solid with sockeye. And, for people that want to fish for dollies, oh my God. I mean, you know, you see flats out there with, you know, 200, 300, 400, you know, Dolly Varden, and it's just amazing. Put on a bead pattern, and you know, it's every cast.
So how do people get a hold of that trip? Are the details on Steelhead U on that trip there, Terry?
Details are on Steelhead U, and if you can't make our trip, which is July 19th through 22nd, just mention Steelhead U to Glacier Bear Lodge up there, and they will honor that price during certain days. Basically, it's the whole summer up until when coho start.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun, and the halibut fishing up there, I'm telling you folks, the halibut and lingcod fishing is to die for, and it's shallow water. If you're tired of fishing this 600-800 foot stuff off the coast here, you'd be halibut fishing, you'd be anchoring 60, 80, maybe 100 feet of water, and rope, and barn doors, and big lingcod, and I mean, it's tremendous, so.
And our trip will be up there for 4 days fishing, but we're going to take two of those halibut fish in the morning and then sockeye fish all afternoon and night. And, you know, we're going to get about 18 hours of fishing in, and that's we're going to be loving it.
That's pretty much a shift.
We can sleep on the way home.
You can OD on fishing up there,
You can sleep in the wintertime, okay? All right?
Yeah.
No problem.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
Terry Wee, Steelhead University. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
See you, Terry.
Take it easy, bud.